brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters. One is still alive and is in Charlottesville, North Carolina. She's a writer. She's the kind that you give your PhD thesis to, and she cleans it up. And she also writes short stories.
And her name?
Her name is Susan Langenkamp. Actually, she's divorced, so her name would be Susan Langenkamp Stunda. And then I had a sister who was the closest in age to me, killed in college in an automobile accident. I was at Harvard at the time, but it was evidently quite a spectacular accident that happened out there on the highway right near Sand Springs. I know exactly the spot where it happened, but she was killed, and she was a sophomore at Oklahoma University.
And her name?
Her name is Bishy, or Elizabeth Langenkamp, and she was quite an interesting person. I, of course, didn't pay any attention because she was younger and so forth, but, I mean, she was president of the student body, and, you know, she was a very popular girl.
The first house you remember and where it was located?
The first house was probably the company house down in Seminole. That house was a shotgun house paid for and provided, and they may have charged a little rent by the company, Gulf Oil. They had these houses all lined up, and they were all without paint, and ours had no inside toilet. They had outhouses. This would have been 1937. My father went in and built an entire bathroom, and then under the cover of darkness laid the pipeline to the nearest sewer line and tied in. So we had inside bathroom. My first night in my own house would have been a house that had an outhouse, but he eventually fixed that up. We were in the oil camp. We were in the Gulf camp.
Why did they call them shotgun houses?
Well, because you could stand on one end and shoot a shotgun out the other. It usually consisted of three rooms. There was sort of a living room, and then there was sort of a bedroom, and then a kitchen. Of course, they had little stoop porches. It was quite interesting because one of the people who lived in that Gulf camp, his family just died about a week ago. It was Paul Donovan. Paul Donovan was a priest, pretty well-known priest in this area. He was one of many boys in the Donovan family, and they were Gulf people, too, and they lived in the same camp.
Okay, again, the first house was in what town?
Seminole.
In Seminole.
See, my folks had been married in Tulsa, but the first job he could get was down in Seminole.
The first school you attended, where was that?
By the time I got to school age, we had moved up into Indiana and Illinois. And my first schooling was in a town called Effingham, Illinois. Effingham was a little typical Music Man county seat right in the middle of Illinois. There's an oil field there, though, called Edgewater Field. And my dad, by this time, had moved up to be a gauger. But anyway, Effingham was a wonderful little town. It had a little courthouse and a little square and had a newspaper and a radio station. My dad there was good friends with the fellow who ran the radio station. And so this fellow asked my dad to have a radio program of classical music, which in the middle of nowhere was not anything to get us. So my father had a classical music program for like 2 years and never one time got a single sponsor. But at the same time, he also wrote a column in the newspaper, which I have read, and it's still funny. We had sort of become bigger fish in a small puddle. My mother was the head of the Red Cross, head of the PTA. I played basketball because it was basketball country.